Creation, you are there. Based on Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 31. Should you choose to accept the following mission, you will hear and see something amazing. Today, your task is to imagine being at God's side for the very first days of creation. It's easy to take God's world for granted. We go to sleep at night, and we wake up in the morning. Shining in the sky every day is the sun, and waltzing across the night sky each evening is the moon. But what if there were no sun or stars, no people, no earth, nothing? That's what it was like for God a long, long time ago. Nothing breathed or scampered or ran or sang or even cried because there was nothing but God. Nothing. And God wanted more than emptiness. God wanted people because God has a huge heart. God wanted to watch whales frolic in the sea. God wanted frisky otters to slide down rocks and chase each other across beautiful streams. God wanted hot deserts and shimmering ice caps. Picture yourself in those dark days, standing next to God in that vast darkness. Remember, there is nothing to see, nothing to hear. Suddenly, you hear a simple command. Let there be light. In that moment, the gloom rolls away, and you are surrounded by beautiful, magnificent light, light that reaches up and twists away from the darkness, separating itself. Let this darkness be called night, and this light be called day, God says. You have witnessed the first day of creation. Wow! But somehow, you're a bit tired. You close your eyes in sleep, nuzzled into God's side. When you wake up early the next day, God is just getting started. Look over there, God says. Look where it is dark and murky. Look where the earth is covered with nothing but water. Let there be a firmament in the midst of waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. What? Separate the waters from the waters? What does that mean? And then you realize that the ocean and sky are taking shape before your eyes. God is turning chaos into something firm, something you can see and touch and smell. Both sea and sky are huge. They reach as far as you can see, farther than you can imagine. Once again, you sleep. Progress continues. The next morning, on the third day, you hear God's strong and tender voice. Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. From the murky depths of the ocean emerge amazing landforms, mountains, rivers, hills, deserts, plains, lakes, volcanoes, and glaciers. Colors spring up before your eyes as trees and plants begin to dot the landscape. Apples fall from trees. Dandelion seeds blow into the wind. Pomegranates and watermelons sprout before your eyes. One day turns into another, and soon it is the